It is a blessing. It is a blessing. Lift up your voice and give God the glory. Give God the glory for his goodness concerning your life. And say, Lord, I am grateful for the things you have been doing in my life. And honor the name of the Lord, somebody. I want you to honor the name of the Lord, somebody. Thank the Lord for his goodness upon your life, wherever you find yourself, whether you are at the workplace, whether you are, wherever you find yourself at this point of time, just honor the name of the Lord quickly. And say, Lord, I am not worthy, but your grace has made it sufficient. Say to God, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy, but your grace has made it sufficient. I want you to lift up your voice and honor the name of the Lord. We are thanking God, the one who died and rose again, shed his blood for you and I, for us to have life and have it internally. Not just having life on this earth, but have life eternally. Eternally, lift up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you for that grace given unto me. Lord, I thank you for your grace given unto me. Beloved, kindly share to somebody. If it hadn't been by the grace of God, where would you be by now? You don't deserve anything. Some of us, we don't deserve anything. As I'm talking to you right now, I don't deserve anything. It's just grace. It is just grace. I don't deserve anything. Beloved, you don't deserve anything. Yes, God does not owe you anything. It's just by the grace of God. I want you to pray shortly and say, Lord, may your protection be abound upon my life, especially those of us in Ghana. You are praying to God as this year is an election year. This year is also another year of danger and a whole lot of things. There are spiritual assassins being sent to kill people spiritually for sacrifices for power and sacrifices for other things. You are praying to God and say, let your blood cover me. Let your blood cover me. Let your blood cover me. Lift up your voice wherever you are right now. You are speaking to God right now, asking for the Holy Spirit, that as we are in election year this year, as a child of God, your life is exempted. Any power of darkness that will be invoked, any blood sucking power that will be invoked to suck your blood through accident, through other means and other kind of things. Some time ago, I had this daughter, and I told her that they are trying to give you witchcraft. And what she told me about her dream is that she saw in a dream that she had been sent to an accident scene, and she was asked to bring some of the flesh so that they would chew. Beloved, the devil is a liar. The devil has no power over you. If they want to use you, they want to suck your blood through accidents, any form of thing that the devil want to use, especially those of us in Ghana, I want you to pray for the covering of the blood of Jesus upon your life, that your life is covered, that your life is covered. Share to somebody as you pray. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you are driving, you are praying, whether you are eating, you are cooking, whatever you are doing at this point of time, you are watching TV, just separate yourself. It is very, very important. I tell you, separate yourself and pray, because Jesus, because he knows his destiny on this earth, Bible said most of the times he separates himself and he prays. I want you to separate yourself right now. If you are watching TV with people, just enter into your room and pray with me. And let's hear the word of God and we pray together. Wherever you are, just separate yourself a bit. Separate yourself and be connected spiritually to what we are doing right now. I want you to pray and say, Lord, right now, I soak myself into your blood. 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 Can you speak right now and declare that you soak yourself into the blood of Jesus? Can you declare right now, by soaking yourself into the blood of Jesus, by soaking yourself into the blood of Jesus? Is somebody doing that? 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 Share the life right now. Share the life in all your groups right now. and invite somebody. As you pray right now, you are praying that, oh God, I soak myself into the blood of Jesus. 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 I want you to separate yourself. Separate yourself. Separate yourself from the Lord. Separate yourself as a child of God and a spiritual person. One thing that a spiritual person does is to separate him or herself. You separate yourself and you pray. You separate yourself. You separate yourself from the Lord and you pray. I want you to pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, your last prayer, and we dive into the things of God. I want you to pray and say, oh God, let your spirit direct my path unto righteousness and unto greater opportunities. Unto righteousness and unto greater opportunities. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, let your spirit guide my footsteps unto righteousness and into greater opportunities. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. You are saying, oh God, may your spirit guide me, guide my spirit, guide my footsteps unto righteousness, unto righteousness, unto righteousness, unto righteousness, unto righteousness, unto righteousness, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You are praying to God, the Lord, may your spirit guide me unto righteousness and unto greater opportunities in the name of Jesus, because this life is by opportunities. You are praying to God and say, Lord, may you guide me into greater opportunities, into greater opportunities, into greater opportunities. Lift up your voice in prayer. Unto greater opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, thank the Lord for his goodness upon your life. We are about to study the word of God and learn from the things of God. Bible says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. If you are here, let me see you by saying, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I want you to confess and say, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I want you to write at the comment section, if you are here, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Ah, oh God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Yes. I want you to write at the comment section and say, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Yes. Tonight, it has been another night to study the word of God, because the word of God is what holds us. The word of God is our compass. The word of God is our everything. The word of God is what we rely on for greater things. Without the word of God, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done, somebody. I want you to understand that you became a Christian through the word of God, and you live by the word of God. And how did you receive the word of God? By the servant of God preaching out of the Bible. Yes, some of us, our transformation today is through a word that came out of the mouth of the man of God, and that increased our faith. For Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Faith comes. If you are here, I wanted to write at the comment section, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I can see only three people. Only two people have written, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I want you to write a comment section. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I want to talk about is the blood. And another is a topic that I want to treat with you. And after it, if you have any question to ask, you can ask. And after our questions, we are going to dive into a prayer, a prophetic session. Yes. When I mean prophetic session, does not mean that I have to go and mention your name from wherever you are from. No. The word of God is a prophecy. The word of God is a prophecy. Yes. Now, the blood. The last time I told you about the blood, and I said physically, the blood is some white, a red substance in the body. And the scientists made us understand that the blood is what distributes nutrients to the parts of the body. So when the blood does not flow in a certain part of the body, it means that that part of the body will not be able to function. That shows how important the blood is. That shows how important the blood is. Now, today, I'm going to explain to you for you to understand. And I'm talking about, today I want to talk about covenant. There are two things that we are going to talk about. That is the new covenant. The new covenant. The new covenant. Now, what is a covenant? Somebody may ask, what is a covenant? A covenant is an agreement that happens physically with a physical representation but have a spiritual implication. Listen carefully. A covenant is an agreement physically with a physical representation. Listen to me carefully. A covenant is an agreement physical with a physical representation but have a spiritual implication. What do I mean by this? What do I mean by this? And every covenant comes with two people coming to an agreement, or two or more people coming to an agreement. So one person cannot have a covenant. One person cannot have a covenant. So covenant is an agreement between two or more people. So two people will come together and say, this is what we have agreed on, and when we go against it, this is what is going to happen. Yes. And a covenant is when somebody comes to an agreement and say, this is what I want to do for you. If I don't do this for you, this is what is going to happen. And then you agree to it, yes or no. So the two people or the three people must come together and agree. So when the people agree, it becomes a covenant. Now, in our physical life, whenever we want to have a covenant, two people come together and they say things. Now, what I mean by physical representation is a representation by you, the human body, and also a representation by any ornament that you can put together. Maybe you put a stone down and say, that stone is a witness to that agreement. This tree is a witness to that agreement. This thing is a witness to that agreement. And people come together and come to an agreement, and that agreement becomes a covenant. Beloved, we have seen, even if you have not been in a blood covenant before, you have seen one in a movie or whatsoever. Even when children This is where it is very, 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 very serious. Children can come together, and this is what we call the blood covenant. When two children come together and they strike themselves and blood comes out of their body, and they put this blood together and they say things that they don't even know, and they say this is what is going to happen, it works like something. These children will grow up, and this blood covenant that they know nothing about, which they agreed by emotions, they came together because it is through blood. It begins to work in their life. So blood covenant, so blood is very, very, very essential in the things of the spirit and in the things of the physical. Now, I'm still talking about covenant. I'm still talking about the covenant. Beloved, if you are here, be careful of the blood covenant, and be careful of the covenant of humans and the covenant of the spirit. Because a lot of people have destroyed their lives by covenants that they know they do not fully, they were not fully knowledgeable about. And those covenants, they move into covenant by emotions, they move into covenants by lust and selfishness. Then this covenant begin to fight their lives. But there's this covenant that I want to recommend to you, and that is what I call the new covenant. And that is what I call the new covenant. Now, beloved, wherever you are, I am sharing this with you, and listen carefully. If you are in the house, take notes. If you have any question, you can ask. Yes, today we are studying the word of God, because we are in a time. You know, I was telling somebody, when the internet in Ghana went off, it was like the world is coming to an end to a lot of people. Those of us that our business is based on internet, we were like, we've lost everything. It was like the world is we don't even know what is going on in the world. Now then, I begin to recall and say to myself, what if one day Google crashes? You know, the data on the internet is being stored on different networks of hard drives. Yeah, let me send you back to technology a bit. Yes. Now, on drives, they function on drives. So this is a set of, so you see a whole building of drives. So when the drive crashes, it's just like, those of you who have used computer before, they will tell you that your hard drive in your computer or your laptop has crashed, and you are not able to recover your information. So what if one day we wake up and then Google will tell us, so all the information is gone. All the information. That is why it's very important. Those of you who your Bible is on your phone, you know, recently I discovered something concerning Valentine, the issue concerning Valentine's Day that people celebrate all over. And recently I realized that the history that I read, like 2016 has been changed. Yes, concerning Valentine has been totally changed. Yes. So on the internet, you have to be very careful. So this is how life is all about. We must be very careful to make sure that we keep records of things That is just by the way. Now, I am still talking about the blood covenant, which we have to be very careful about. Don't enter into a covenant with anybody you know you cannot fulfill. See, as humans as we are fallible. Any human is fallible. It is just a grace that keeps us. Listen to me. Every human is fallible. When I mean fallible, anybody can fall. It is just grace. So if you are living and you are living a righteous life, it's not because you are too holy. It is grace that is keeping you. It's because you are following the steps of Christ and you are always committing your ways to the Lord. It's not because you are too strong, you are too macho. No, it's because of the grace you have associated yourself with. Yes. Now, let us be careful of these things, because we have seen children who enter into blood covenants and their lives messed up. Now, years back in the year 2017, there were these school children in the secondary school that I prayed for. And one day, one of the girls came to me. She said, there's this auntie of hers who had a covenant with her. The day she confessed that thing to me, I didn't see her again. She came to confide in me and talk to me about the covenant she had with her auntie or somebody who is taking care of her, and the person is a woman. And she was asking me if it is good to go into a covenant with somebody. And what if you, when you got to a point and you don't want to go along with the covenant again, will you be able to come out of it? That's the question she was asking me. And I told her, it is very, very difficult, but with God, all things are possible. Beloved, I want you to pray a single prayer right now. Say to God, oh Lord, whatever covenant, physically or spiritually, that I've entered for lack of knowledge, may you deliver me and counsel it for me. Now pray this prayer in a second and say, oh Lord, every covenant that came out of my mouth, every covenant that came out of my spirit, every covenant that I entered into that I'm not aware. I was aware, but I was ignorant of it. Oh Lord, deliver me. Every covenant, in the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Beloved, we are talking about the new covenant. Now, somebody may ask, what is the new covenant? I just want to brush off some things so that you may understand certain things a bit. Then we'll go on to it. We are talking about the blood. Now, what is the new covenant? Now, Bible says in Luke chapter 22, when you read from verse number 19, Bible says that, and he took bread, he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, verse 20, and likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. It's the new covenant in my blood. Now, you may ask yourself, what is the new covenant the Bible is talking about? The new covenant. There has been several covenants from Genesis. God had a covenant with Abraham. They said, I'll bless those who blesses you and curse those who curses you. When you read Genesis chapter 18, after Abraham went to give tithe unto Melchizedek. When you read from chapter number 18, Bible said, and God had a covenant with Abraham, and that is what we call the covenant of circumcision. In the course of time, God had a covenant with Moses concerning the Israelites, and he said, I've made a covenant that I'm going to lead the people of Israel out of the land of bondage and bring them onto their own land, and I'm going to bless them, and they're going to be my people, and I am going to be their God. So God set up a covenant between, so the people of Israel also agreed unto it, and they always remember the covenant they have with God. Now all these were just for the Israelites. Listen carefully. The covenants of the whole, or the olden covenants, are not for the world. They were for just individuals. So we have the Abrahamic covenant that God had with Abraham, and then we have the covenant that God had with the people of Israel. So it was a community covenant, and it was a nation covenant, it was a personal covenant. It wasn't for the world. The Bible made us understand that Christ came for the world, that through him the world may be saved. Through him the world will be saved. And everything has a starting point. Everybody has a family that he or she comes from. Now Jesus also comes from the family that he was born into, which they already has a covenant with God. Listen carefully. If Jesus had been born somewhere, they wouldn't understand the things of God. Maybe if Jesus had been born somewhere, he may be raised as a fetish priest. Yes. If Jesus was born in a different country, he may be the Indian Buddhist or whatsoever. But because these people had a foundation of godliness, when Jesus was born, they raised him in the godly life. So Jesus had to start from a place and start from the family, which supposedly we were expecting that the family first have to receive him. The Bible says he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And when we read John chapter 1 verse number 12, it says that to them that believe and receive him, he gave them power to be called children of God. So now, instead of a covenant between the people of Israel and God to be renewed, it was a world covenant. To them that believe and received him, he gave them power to be called children of God. So it wasn't for the people of Israel. It wasn't for the tribe of Judah again. It wasn't for the tribe of Benjamin again. It wasn't for the tribe of Levi again. But it became a covenant for the whole world. So Bible said that for the representation of something, that is why I told you that covenants are agreement physically with a physical representation. So for Jesus to cut himself and blood should come out, the Bible said he picked up the bread and he said, the bread represents my body. And he picked up the wine and said, this wine, the way it looks like blood, it represents my blood that will be shared for all of us. And it's a new covenant. I am going with all of you. It's a new covenant. Beloved, if you are a Christian and you don't understand this covenant, it means that you are not a Christian, because this is what Christianity was born out of. a new covenant. A new covenant. A new beginning. A new life. A new life. Luke 22 verse number 19 coming down. A new life. A new beginning. So the moment you become a Christian, you did not become a Christian because you went somewhere, but you were a Christian because you came to an agreement to have a covenant with Jesus. Listen carefully. Because through his blood, we were saved. Through his blood, we were all saved. Now, Bible said that in verse number 20, that is Luke 22, 20 says, and likewise, the cup after they had eaten, say, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. So what is a covenant at all? That stands for the covenant of Jesus Christ is by faith and love. So Jesus died out of love, and we out of faith received him. Listen carefully. Jesus died out of love. John 3:16. But Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus died out of love. That covenant is a covenant of love. He said, I am having a covenant with you, and that covenant is that I must die for you to live. I must become poor for you to become rich. Ha! That covenant is for you to have a new life. John 14:2. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If we're not sure, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So it was a covenant of promises, a covenant of blessings on this earth and blessings in heaven. That is a new covenant, a covenant that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. That is a covenant that he had with us, that any time we call on him, he will answer. All we need to do is to have faith and practice it. So the new covenant is a covenant of faith and love. Jesus did that covenant out of love, and we must have faith in it. And we must have faith in it. Number two, the covenant of Jesus Christ is a practice that reminds us of the covenant in him. So he said, do this in remembrance of me. So anytime you do it, you remember Jesus Christ. You remember that he became poor for you to become rich. He died for you to live. He became shameful for you to become glorious. He took away our infirmities. He took away our burdens. He took away the struggles. That is the covenant he had with us. He said, I'm going to bear your pain on the cross of Calvary. I am going to bear your pain on the cross of Calvary. So the covenant of Jesus was for our benefit. But most covenants are selfish covenants. Jesus' covenant was a selfless one. That was the new covenant he had with us. A covenant for him to die. He said, whenever you do this, remember that I died for you to live. Whenever, remember that I died for you to be empowered. Beloved, you did not become a Christian because you want to be a Christian, but he showed you love first. Bible said he first loved us. He first loved us. Not you that you love God so much, but he first loved you. About a covenant that makes us heirs of the throne. We are talking about a covenant that makes you on this year. We are talking about a covenant that makes you better. You're not talking about a covenant. The moment you go against that covenant, then you begin to die. I have seen people confessing that they had a covenant with this person, that this person, if I don't marry you, then I will not marry. Even if I marry, I will not give birth. And the team begin to fight them. Ah, beloved, that's not the covenant. I'm talking about a covenant of selflessness. Most of the covenants that we enter into are covenants of selfishness. Covenants of selfishness. Some of the covenants we are not even aware. We just agree by the words we say. We go on in agreement with the devil, and then these covenants begin to fight our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are talking about a covenant that makes us heir of the throne. You are talking about a covenant of Jesus Christ that is the new covenant. And this covenant is for those that believe in him. He said, and whoever believe in him, whosoever believe in him, will not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't need any other thing. All you need is to practice it, just to remind yourself. And how do we remind ourselves? By practicing what he did. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. There's nowhere in the Bible whereby you see communion. What does communion mean? Communion means that having fellowship. Communion means that coming to an agreement, coming together. That is what communion means. That is what communion means. So maybe somebody will ask you and tell you, those who like controversies, they will say, show me communion in the Bible. There's nowhere that is written in the Bible that there's communion. I don't want you to go back to the Passover, but I want you to understand the covenant that Jesus said, the benefits of the covenant, so that you will pursue it. You will pursue it. It's for you and I. That covenant is for you to break through. That covenant is for you to be a king or a queen. That covenant makes you a princess in the vineyard of God. That covenant makes you a business guru. That covenant makes you favored, that wherever you will go, you'll be favored. That covenant benefits you. It doesn't stand against you. That is the covenant I'm recommending unto you. Some of us, we thought we became Christians out of anything, Baptism is for repentance. It's a sign of repentance. Nothing else. Baptism is for repentance, that you have changed your mind. But when you have a covenant with Jesus Christ, covenants speak. I say what? Covenants, they speak. May the covenant in Christ Jesus speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May it speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May it speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, I have made you understand. Today I decided to teach on these things so that you may understand the things of God. You didn't pay for anything. It's rather your benefits. So it says, whenever you do this in remembrance of me. So you go into churches, or you go into gatherings of the Spirit, or gatherings whereby the Bible is being used. It's for the world, not for anybody, personal thing. The covenant for all of us, not for the pastor. It's not a pastor's thing. Pastor didn't die for you. It's not for anybody. It's for you. It's your relationship with God. That is the covenant you had with Jesus Christ. May your covenant in Jesus Christ speak for you. That's covenant of freedom. That covenant of freedom. I am praying for somebody right now. That covenant of freedom. May that covenant speak for you. Somebody say to yourself, I have a covenant in Christ. I am a covenant child. Ah, I have a covenant with Jesus Christ. I have a covenant with Jesus Christ. I have a covenant with Jesus Christ. Can I hear you saying it? I have a covenant with Jesus Christ. Can I hear somebody saying, I have a covenant with Jesus Christ? Can I hear somebody say, I have a covenant with Jesus Christ? Sickness cannot be in my body. Because Bible says, he took away our infirmities. He took away our infirmities. He took away our infirmities. I am a covenant child. Ah, say it to yourself. I am a covenant child. He died for me. He died for me. He died for me. He died for my sins. Ah, those sins of the past cannot swallow me because he died for me. Now, in the name of Jesus. If there's any covenant in your family that rises up, there are certain families that have gone into covenants with certain things. And every year, every time, they invoke those covenants. You think it's what? Those are the covenant people who pour libation and call on and mention your name as part of the family and call your name. Now you, since you are part of the family, you are part of the covenant. When Abraham had his covenant with God, God said, I'm going to bless you and bless your generation. And that covenant has been speaking till now. But that is what we call the Abrahamic covenant. Yes, some of us still believe that we belong to the Abrahamic covenant. You see how wonderful it is. So some people have also had, some families have also had certain things, certain covenants. And I tell you, if you don't invoke the covenant of Christ in your life, when they invoke those covenants, it will fight you. It will subdue you and swallow you. But when you also invoke and call upon the name of Jesus in your life, I am a covenant child. Now, let me tell you something. About 2-3 weeks ago, I went somewhere and came back to sleep. When I came, I have to pray. I prayed for like 30 minutes and I was tired. So I decided to sleep. Then when I slept, I had a dream. They came into my dream to make me sleepless. I wake up out of fear. Then I remember the covenant I have with Jesus. I put my hand on my head and said to myself, I have a covenant with Jesus. Then I said, devil, I'm going back to sleep. Come again and let's fight. Yes. I said, there's no need for me to stay awake again and pray because I was tired. I have prayed already. I must know my stand in the Lord. I said, devil, you have come. Okay, no problem. I am going back to bed. Come again and face me. Beloved, this is the inheritance we have in the Lord. This is the inheritance I have in the Lord. I don't need to pray long prayer. All I said, come and face me, for the Lord is with me. Beloved, this is the covenant you have with the Lord. This is a covenant. That is what we call the new covenant. Beloved, if you don't have a covenant with Jesus Christ, I recommend Jesus to you right now. Now, how did Jesus come about with this covenant? Bible said he took the bread, he took the cup, he said, this is the body, my body, this is the wine, my blood, which is shed. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, some of us, I'm teaching, beloved, hear me carefully. Some of us, we go to church and all sort of messages are given to us, and it hinders us from even getting close to the communion. One day we are about to set table for communion at the church, and I called a young lady and I said, prepare the table, pour out the wine into the cups. That is around 2016 2017, in the church. Then I said, pour the wine, young lady, pour the wine. Before I realized, one of the elders of the church, not even an elder, but one of the pastors, one of their wives, came and wanted to stop the girl so that she would do it. So I asked, why? And then she was like, this girl, she's not married. The girl is not married, so she's not clean. I don't know what she was. Yeah, that's what I took from it. She doesn't deserve to pour the wine into the cups, because the young lady was not married. What stops you from taking the communion? In another word, what stops you from having a covenant with God? What stops you from having a covenant with Jesus Christ? I am here to tell you, as your pastor, as your preacher, as your prophet, as your apostle, and I say to you, anyone that stops you from getting close to the practice which he said, do this in remembrance of you, remembrance of me. Anyone that will stop you from getting closer is your enemy. Is your enemy. Because Jesus did this out of love, not out of anybody. Nobody ordered him to do it. He said, I am doing this. This is my blood. At that time, even Judas was there. But Judas broke his own covenant by betraying Jesus. So he died. He became a cursed man. He became a cursed man. He became a cursed man. Now, am I talking to somebody here? If you are here, let me see your hand. If you are here, let me see your hand. If you are here, let me see your hand. If you are here, let me see your hand. We are just studying the word of God. After that, we are going to ask some few questions and then we pray. Now, nobody should be able to stop you from having a covenant with Jesus. Nobody should be able to stop you from getting close to the covenant or the communion. He said, do this in remembrance of me. You are not doing this in remembrance of any pastor. You're not doing this in remembrance of anybody. You're not doing this in remembrance of anybody. Jesus did this out of love and out of faith. I told you that the only way we can receive the covenant is for us to know that he did it out of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus was given out of love, and we must receive him out of faith. We must receive him out of faith. Beloved, the only way you can become part of the covenant is to have faith in the covenant, is to have faith that the covenant of healing will work in your life. The covenant that took away shame will work in your life. The covenant that delivered you out of the family curses will work for you. The covenant that says that you can be barren. You can be barren. Yes, the covenant that speaks for people. May that covenant speak for you. Now, you go to churches, and some churches, that's what I'll say. And they will tell you, if you are not married, if you are not like this, you don't need to take communion. But you go to the same church, and the pastor will bless communion wine and give it to you for a quantity. That same covenant, that same thing that they say, don't get close to. Because you are not married, because you are a sinner, because you are this, because you are that. Beloved, I tell you, the only thing that can stop you from having a communion with Jesus or having a covenant with Jesus is your faith. It's when you don't have faith in it. It's when you don't have faith in it. Nothing can stop you. It's when you don't have faith in it. So now, when you read the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about so many things. Now, when you get to verse number 24 coming down, it talks about how people go to the church and they take the communion. And then some of them become sick. Some of them become whatever they have to become. Now, let me take you historically to the church of Corinth. In the next 2 minutes, I'm ending. To the church of Corinth. Now, beloved, after the message, you can still listen to the message on Boom's Play and also on Spotify and other streaming platforms, music platforms. Yes, by the grace of God, we have registered and our messages have been shared on several platforms. So you can, after we have shared, you can listen to the messages by the grace of God. Now, let me take you back. Corinth, historically, is found in Asia, part of Asia, in Turkey. It was one of the villages or the towns. Should I say village? No. One of the cosmopolitan towns or cities in ancient Turkey. You got it. Now we are having Turkey. Before it wasn't Turkey. Now, Corinth became like Accra, whereby you have different tribes of people coming into Accra. Different people. We have Ewes, we have majority of the people. Can I say majority of the people in Accra now are foreigners? They are not Ghans. So you realize that the Ghan culture is a bit diluted. When Ghans are having their culture, you may not find it so much, because the people, there are a lot of foreigners. That is how come. And that is how come a lot of people are copying the Western, okay, the Western culture, because they are becoming more, they are being heard more. Yes, people are trying to enhance their body, people are trying to do things, people are trying to wear dresses that they don't need to wear, because they are trying to copy certain cultures, because that cultures are trying to influence them. Now, this is current for you. So current was like Accra, or let's say New York in America, or London in England. A lot of people, different cultures. So the main culture of the people of Corinth was dying off. When you read that book from the from verse 1, that there's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it was talking about women should cover their hair, and the head of a man, the head of a woman is the man, or the head of a man is Christ, and the head of a woman is a man, and whatsoever. Then he dropped down to a place of the communion. Listen carefully. Then he began to say, I have heard that when you people come together, in those times, their wine they take is pure. Most of them are fermented from grapes. Wine, let's say like palm wine, like vine, wine. Some of them are fermented. A lot of you can testify, when you take a lot of alcohol and you become overdosed, you can even get sick. Those of you who have been in that life before, you testify to the glory of God, to the glory of God. For me, I have not tasted alcohol. I don't even take palm wine. To the glory of God. Yes. Now, so Corinth, the people of Corinth were different people. Different people. We have the church of Corinth. We have Ghans in it. We have Ewes in it. We have Dagbani people. We have different people. So now, because they are different people, the people of Corinth, the women of Corinth, or the people of Corinth, sometimes when they share food, or they their time, because of the Passover, because the communion thing came out of the Passover night, or the Passover is a festival. Now, of the Israelites, it's not a festival for all of us. It's a festival for the Israelites. And they also remember how God delivered them out of the land of Egypt. It was like an Independence Day celebration, like Independence Day celebration for Ghana. That is how come the covenant Jesus represented and changed it to the whole world, that the whole world must be part of this covenant, a new covenant, not the covenant of the Passover. Listen carefully. So when it is time, they celebrate. They celebrate. So they don't just take the one like we now take it small in churches. No, their own, one person can take a full bottle of wine and drink. Am I teaching here? One person, and not just with that, not just wine, bread, chicken, meat, they will be eating. So when they finish, some people will be complaining that we shared the food in the church, then we came to communion one, we communion service, Passover service, and we didn't, some of us didn't receive the food, some of the communion wine and stuff like that, because it was like a get together. Not like today we have made it so spiritual. And whenever we are having it, we'll be singing spiritual songs. Those days it was like a celebration. So after they eat, they will start fighting among themselves. If the person who went to share the communion is a gamma, he will give most of the gas, more of the food. Then the elders in the church will say, today when we came to remember the covenant of Jesus, the gamma who came to share the drinks and stuff like that gave the gas more than the elders or the Ashantis. Then you see, they will go back home. It's just like when we go for wedding or celebrations, and then people come back complaining, I didn't get some food. They didn't give that. And then you see people complaining here and there. That is how it was. So a lot of people end up going back home envious, bitter, angry, and some also go back home sick, because the purpose of the gathering has been put aside, and eating and drinking has become the order of the day. Some people go back drunk. Some people go back drunk. Some people go back and they cannot even find their way home the next day. And then they will say they have had hangover. They can't go back to work. Some of them become sick because the purpose of the communion service, the purpose of the blood and the body of Christ has been put aside, and eating and drinking has become the order of the day. Beloved, wherever you are, nothing can stop you from having a covenant. They forget that they coming together to take the communion. It's just a name that I've been given to it, but they coming together to renew their covenant in Jesus. I wish we would even change it and say renewal of covenant than communion. Renewal of covenant, whereby he says, do this in remembrance of me. So when we remember him, we remember his covenant he has with us. So anybody who does not partake in this thing, does not remember the covenant, it means that that person is breaking the covenant. One day somebody walked to me and said, Pastor, I am living with a lady. I have not done what I have to do for her, but I have a child with her. Can I take the communion? And I said, Bible said, a man and a woman will be lying on the same bed, and on the day of judgment, one will leave one and the other will be left. It means that your relationship with God is a personal affair. Your covenant with Jesus is a personal affair. Your husband, nobody, your wife, nobody should be able to stand against your relationship with God. It's a personal affair. Bible said, whatever you love more than me, you will lose it. I have had several encounters like that. Sometimes you may think you love God so much, you are lying. You just love the giftings of the Lord. Yes, most of us, we think we love God so much. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's just like a guy who says he loves you so much. The day you have problem, then you know that whether he loves you or not. It's a lie. So Jesus said, do this and remember that I died for you. So it's a personal affair. A personal affair. Beloved, God bless you so much. I believe that I have shared the word of God with you. And I know some of you from today, you have a personal relation with God. He died for you for nothing. For nothing. Out of love. I'm still saying that most of us, we just love going to church. We are becoming prayerful. A lot of people, when they have the opportunity to travel out of this country, most of them are not able to pray again. Because in Ghana, one of the difficulties we have is finance, financial problem. So when people go out of this country, or let's should I say financial problem? I say job. Okay, job comes with financial. Yes. At least when you are being paid well, you are okay. But when you have a job whereby it's not paying, it means that you may have financial crisis. So when people move out of this country and they go to a place whereby they begin to work and they are being paid well, they forget their prayer life. And before you realize, some of them die out of cancer. Some of them will come and build houses, and some of them, they don't even sleep in the house they build, and they die. Beloved, remember that Christ died for you out of love. Most of us are following the giftings of God, not because we love God. The moment it goes to your favor, you pray and God answers you, you are happy. The moment you pray and you've not had any results, you'll be talking and cursing the world. Ah, some of us, God has done so much for us. God gave you marriage. God gave you a business. God gave you something. We forget all the things that God gave us. Just that one thing we are praying for that we have not received all the time. The happiness to even serve the Lord goes away. And we forget our covenant we have with Him. That He died when we were yet sinners. He died for us when we were yet sinners. He died for us. Today, people want to hear prophetic word concerning their lives. But when you ask them about their relationship with God, no relationship. They are just following giftings. If I start to prophesy right now, you will see the number of people that will troop in into the service. Sometimes when it is prophetic session, even when I close, that is when people are coming. And some people will even force to have my number and call me after the service. Bible says, what profits a man if he gets the whole world and loses his soul? Beloved, tonight the Lord has sent me to bring you back to himself as his own. May you receive that grace. May you receive that grace. There's time for everything, and this is the time for you to renew your covenant with him. Nothing can stop you from having a covenant, and that covenant's representation is the communion wine and the bread. It is a token that represents it. It's just like when you, as I said earlier on, that whenever you have a covenant, there must be a spiritual identity or a physical identity. So people sometimes use blood. They put their blood together and say, we are having a covenant. You're going to have a covenant. And some people even tie things, pick some things and speak on it and say, I, Mansa, Kojo. We say that our love, we will love ourselves till we die. And then they go and bury the thing. Christ's own was just wine and bread. He said, whenever you remember this, whenever you do this, remembering the covenant, that covenant that you don't need to pay for anything, it is for your own good. I died for you to live. I died. I became poor for you to become rich. The covenant for you to become heirs of the kingdom. That is a covenant. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enlarge your coast. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah be to Jesus. Amen. Beloved, God bless you. God bless you so much. I will open the lines. If you have any question, you can ask, you can call in and ask. We are learning. Yes. I wish I can be doing this most often so that some things will be explained to people, for people to understand. You must be rooted in Christ. When you are rooted in Christ, you become unshakable wherever you go. Wherever you go. Yes. Most of us are not rooted in Christ. So a little storm that blows us, we begin to curse ourselves and begin to say things. And we even forget that Bible says, in all things give glory to the Lord. We forget that because we are not rooted in the Lord. And most of us do not go to church because we want to hear the word. I remember when we were in secondary school, we used to go to Presbyterian. I went to Presbyterian secondary school. So when they ask us to go to church, we will wait when the church becomes full, and then we'll be standing. Every Sunday, say every once Sunday in the month, a class will go to church or something. I've forgotten. So we will wait, and then we'll go and stand outside and be talking till they will close. And the ladies too will be there, and they'll be wearing dresses to come and show to the guys. Today, some of us are praying. If we had known, we would have prayed by that time. Most of us are not rooted. Some of us, before you see us in church, then which means that somebody is having a wedding, or we will go there and go and sit down for us to be counted. God should have mercy. If you have a question you want to ask, the door is opened. Please, you can call in. Anyone can call in if you have any question concerning the teachings tonight. If you have any question, this is question time. Now let me see those who are here. I see Tina. Wow. I see Judith. I see more Grace Rose. I see Mimi. I see Mas. Mac E. Okay. Mac E. I see. Wow, beautiful. If you have any question concerning what I teach tonight, I have prepared myself that I'm going to explain things to people, for people to understand. In these things, when you begin to pray, when you are rooted in Christ, I am somebody, I don't pray certain prayer. When I became rooted in Christ, and I did not understand so much of my giftings, I remember I prayed and I received some money. That money finished on the same day. And when the money finished, that is when I came to my senses that, Sebi, Bedin Kwasia Sem. Yes. Yes. So I always pray that no matter my selfishness, that Lord, I want this, I want that. I always pray that the will of the Lord will be done in my life. Because there are things that you can pray about and it will be given unto you. Maybe it may not be your time, or even if you are not careful, that thing, some of us can pray for a car. If you are not careful, that car will kill you. Yes. It's good to drive a car. It's true, good to have a, some people, I know people, they prayed for marriage and marriage has become hell for them. They have landed up in the psychiatric hospital. So sometimes when you are praying, you need to be rooted in the Lord to pray a certain prayer of selflessness. You know, Jesus himself prayed a certain prayer. He said, Lord, not my will, but your will. Let your will be done. So it means that even Jesus, this is the first time he went, he said, let this cup run out of me. And then he said, not my will, let your will be done. And the Bible said, when after he prayed that prayer, he was strengthened. He was strengthened. Any question? Beloved, do you have a question? Tina, do you have a question? Madam Rose, do you have a question? Sister Rose, are you here? I have Madam Rose and Sister Rose. Madam Elena, do you have a question? Madam Edith, Madam Judith, Maxwell, do you have a question? There's something you've heard in the, maybe on radio, or maybe there's some teachings, some controversies that you don't understand, you want to ask a question. This is a platform you can ask a question. Yes, very soon we are going to make this platform very big. And it's going to touch a lot of lives. And by the grace of God, we are going to bring maybe professionals. It will be a time that we are going to turn it around, bring professionals from maybe from the health sector, from the law, from the financial background, from the business center, you know, different places to have this kind of teachings to educate us on different subjects. I believe that it's going to be wonderful. God bless you. If today's your first time, just follow the line. We are studying. All right. Now, I know it is time for some of you to go to bed. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to honor the name of the Lord right now and say, Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O God. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O God. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O God. Lord, may I have a covenant with you, O Lord. Pray that you have a covenant with Jesus. Declare to yourself and say, I am a covenant child. Every covenant child is hell to break through. Every covenant child, nothing is impossible in your life. Every covenant child is a blessed child. Begin to declare upon your life and declare and say, I am a covenant child. I am a covenant child. I want you to lift up your voice in prayer. In the name of Jesus, as you are praying, you are saying, oh God, Lord, as I go into my bed, I pray for your covering upon my life. That may your covering be upon my life tonight. May your covenant speak for me. I told you when I started that the last time I had a dream, I have gone out and I came back and I have prayed. I was so tired that I have to rest. God knows that I have to rest. After praying, I lie down and I had a dream of an attack. And in that dream, I was so much afraid that I have to wake up. When I waked up, I forgot that I'm a covenant child. Then I reminded myself that yes, indeed, I'm a covenant child. Then I laid my hand on my head and I declared, and I said, I'm a covenant child. And I said to the devil, you devil, you that came into my dream, I am going to sleep again. Come again and face me again. Beloved, if you are not rooted in Christ, you may not be able to take this step that I have taken or I took. I want you to pray and say, oh God, strengthen me and let me know my strength in you, my stand in you, oh Lord. Father, Lord, I pray thee, oh God, that let your spirit quicken my mortal body. Are you praying, somebody? Say to the Almighty God and say, Lord, quicken my mortal body right now. That every enemy that will rise up against me, let your blood speak for me. Beloved, we are in a dangerous year, especially of those of us in Ghana. This is a year of power struggle. If you don't know, let me remind you, this is an election year. And we are in the third month. Listen, 1, 2, 3. The third month is another month altogether. I want you to pray and say, oh God, every assignment in the realms of the spirit against me, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice in prayer. 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 You are praying for 10 minutes. And I say, oh God, as I go back to bed, Father Lord, let your spirit cover me. Let your protection be abound in my life. 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 Lift up your voice in prayer. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now begin to declare some words into your life. Prophetic words. Prophesy into your life. And remind yourself of the great things the Lord is able to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I declare upon your life that your life is covered by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's any assignment of the devil concerning you, if the devil has sent assassins into your life to kill some part of your body or to kill you totally, to kill your business, to kill your business and kill your marriage, take away the happiness out of your marriage, I stand as a prophet of the Most High And I declare upon your life that it will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power of darkness assigned to your life to take away the happiness out of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every power of darkness, every spiritual assassin, every spiritual assassin, killing the person slow, every sickness that have entered into your body by the reason of the blood, 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 any attack in your house right now, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord send down angels into your home right now, into the compound right now, into the compound right now, into the compound right now, into your room right now, into your office right now, into your workplace right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if you have been bonded, may the Lord release you. I release you now by the reason of the blood. I release you now, the blood that was shed for our good, to take away our infirmities and take away the shame and take away the sicknesses. May that blood speak for you. That blood that came into covenant with us and became a covenant child and become heirs of glory and become heirs of the kingdom and become heirs of breakthrough and become heirs of happiness. May that covenant speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak grace upon your life. I speak grace upon your life. May the pressure of the Lord be with you. May the prayer of the Lord be with you. May the prayer of the Lord be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May the Lord guide and protect you. May the Lord guide and protect you. Those of you in Ghana, as you go into your bed, I pray for you. If any power mention your name, if there's any power that will mention your name, may fire come out and consume them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every power that is coming from your mother's side, father's side, every power that is coming from your husband's side, any power that is coming from where you are staying, any power, every power of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, every power of jealousy and enviness, may that power catch fire. Every covenant of doom, every covenant of doom, may it catch fire in the name of Jesus. May every covenant of doom catch fire in the name of Jesus. There are certain covenants in our family that says that we will never be pregnant, we will never get children to give birth to, we will never get married. Even when we get married, we will never have happiness. Every covenant of doom that says that you will not travel, that says that you will not travel, that says that you will not travel, that says that you will never be happy. Every covenant in that family now, every covenant of doom, I come against in the name of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus speak for you. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, you are blessed. You are blessed. I thank God for your life. I thank God for your life. God bless you so much. Beloved, our time is up. God willing, Saturday morning, 4 a.m. GMT. Ghana time, 4 a.m. Saturday. 4 a.m. Ghana time. Madam Adepa, God bless you for joining. You will share the grace with us. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Saturday, 4 a.m. GMT. And Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. It's a prophetic and prayer session with the word of the Lord. And don't miss it. Set your alarm from now. Make sure you set your alarm, 4 a.m. GMT. If today your first time joining this life, God bless you. And I'll be doing this every Thursday for people to understand the things of God, because there's a lot of misinformation of the word of God, wrong doctrines that is making people lose their life in the Lord and live fake life. A lot of people are living fake life. Yes, a lot of people are living fake life, serious fake life. And instead of them to live a life of Christ, they live fake life. And a lot of people do not understand the things of God. So what they follow is the giftings of God. Even now, most pastors are operating in the giftings of God, but they are not operating in the presence of the Lord. Some pastors are operating in the anointing. You see, you can be gifted, but the Lord has left you. It is only in this kingdom that God can reject you or fire you, and you can still be in position. Listen to me carefully. Saul was rejected as a king, but he was still a king. It takes time, because God wants to resolve issues with his children. It's not like the devil that he will kill you. He wants his children to repent. Yes, so you can see a pastor which is operating under the giftings, because the giftings of God are without repentance. So you can see a pastor prophesying, basa, 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 but the Lord is not with him. I am telling you, this is the time that the children of God must understand the word of God and move by it. We must follow the word of God, so that when you are praying for marriage and today you get the marriage, the word of God will operate in the marriage. When you give birth, your children will be godly. Some of us, the moment we marry, we forget ourselves. We don't pray anymore. You are married and then you are happy. When the pregnancy is not coming, and then you begin to call on God, but when pregnancy comes, your focus will be on your children. No prayer. When the children begin to fall sick, then prayer. When the children begin to grow small, you forget. When the children get married and they begin to have problems, then you begin to pray for them. They begin to bring the problem to you. And then wasumunjo. So this life is a journey. May we follow Christ and have a relationship with him than just following the giftings. It's just a woman following a man because of the cash, and because of, or a man following a woman because of the beauty and stuff like that. You get it? But when we follow Christ wholeheartedly, we follow him and we see, even though we walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, we fear no evil. And this makes us stand firm to the appointed time. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. God willing, Saturday, share the life to somebody. Saturday, 4 a.m. Ghana time, GMT. 4 a.m. GMT. And Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. Set your alarm now. Share the word of God. As I said, our messages are on Spotify, Boomplay, Google podcast, and other music platforms. And then also we'll be soon publishing our messages on YouTube and stuff like that, and other platforms. Yes, I'm also on TikTok. You can follow me on TikTok. Very soon we'll be having the video section of it. We are praying to God for an open door, and I believe that very soon. And we are praying that very soon also we may have a physical gathering at least once in a year. And we are praying that the Lord will give us that grace. If you are here, join the family and take my number if you want to be part of the group. Yes, God bless you so much. There are a lot of things. As I said earlier on, these Thursday meetings will not just be for... It's going to be Christian fellowship and Bible studies. But it also, you know, I call something realities of life. How does the word of God influence us as maybe in a health sector, in the business sector. So we will have maybe lawyers coming to speak on the law. We will have doctors, nurses coming to speak. I believe we have a lot of nurses on this platform. We have lawyers here. We have business people here. And I will even call on people to come and talk on traveling issues. Aha. Yes, traveling issues. So it's going to be a bigger platform. And God is going to use this platform to bless all of you. All of you have a ministry. And some of you will come on and be teaching as time goes on. Let's all help to build. And I believe that some of you, your giftings will be carved out of this place. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Have a good night. God willing. Tell somebody Saturday, Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. I see you, Adipa. I see you, Morgris Moros. I see you, Nanaya. I see you, my people, Tina. God bless you so much. I see Judith. Wow. I see great people. I see Adjua. I can't mention everybody. Let me go here and see the people. All right. I see Mimi. I see Nanaya. I see Sayram. I see Elena. I see Mark C. Mark E. Okay. And I also see myself. God bless you so much for joining. Have a good night. Let's meet on Saturday. God bless you.